be seated. Go with me, if you would, back to James 4. James 4. This is a verse of Scripture that I dwell on often. I dwell on this one often. This is a verse that brings me great comfort. This is a verse that I am so thankful to our Lord for including it in the canon of His Scripture. So grateful. James 4, verse 8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you." Nothing sounds better to me than that right there. Nothing sounds better to me than that. Close to Him. Close to Him. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. I would love to do that. Wouldn't you love to do that? I mean, truly, wouldn't you love to do that? There are so many, and I know you may find this to be a shocking statement, but there are so many hardships in this life. I'm sure nobody has heartache and sorrow and those kind of things like I do, but they're there, aren't they? So many hardships, so many heartaches, so many sorrows, so many reasons why we need to draw nigh to our Lord. So many reasons. They are never going to go away. We're aware of that, aren't we? They are never going to go away, but sometimes we just need a break from them. That's what we need. That's why we're here, isn't it? Sometimes we just need a break. We need a break. Our Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden." In that moment when you are labored and heavy laden, He said, "If you come to me, I will give you rest. I'll give you rest." Come close to your God, and He will come close to you. I think that's precious. That is precious. Well, where is He? I would love to draw nigh to Him. Where is He? David said, "Our God is in the heavens." Isn't that what he said? Our God is in the heavens. That's where He is. He is in the heavens. But that's not the only place He is. That's not the only place that He is. Look with me at Psalm 139. Psalm 139, verse 8 says, "If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, if I have to endure the grave, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me." Brother Maurice Montgomery, he passed away a few years ago. He pastored the church in Madisonville, Kentucky, where Brother David Edmondson is now. But when he was young, he was going into the service, he had to go overseas, and when he was leaving his family, heading out of town, getting on a bus, his dad said, "Son, remember, God goes everywhere. God goes everywhere. God is everywhere. Don't you love that? He's omnipresent. No matter where we are, God is everywhere. There is no place. There is not a place on this earth where we cannot draw nigh to Him. Isn't that wonderful? No matter where we are, He's everywhere. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Well, how do we do that? How do we draw nigh to Him? First, we can do it with this heart. We can do it with this heart, with this inner heart, this inner, not this organ, this inner emotion, these inner thoughts of our being. We can draw near with this heart to His blood. When we draw near to Him, we can draw near to His blood. With this heart, we can come so near to His blood, we enter into it. So near to His blood. A woman named Fanny Crosby wrote, "Lord Jesus, keep me near the cross." How near? She wrote, "In it." In the cross. In the cross. The cross is not the wood. The cross is the blood. Lord Jesus, keep me near the cross. There, a precious fountain. Free to all, a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in what Christ gave on the cross, be my glory forever. In what Christ did on that cross, may that be my glory forever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. We can draw near to His blood. That's a wonderful thing. We can draw near to the acceptance that we have in that blood. We can draw near to everything that we have in Him, all of the intercession that He's made for us. We can draw near to all of the mercy that we have through His full, abundant payment. All of the mercy. Look with me at Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 6, it says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near." And that's a key to this verse we're looking at tonight. Call ye upon Him while He is near. "Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." He will multiply our pardon. Abundant forgiveness, abundant acceptance. Don't you love it when we actually draw near to that abundant forgiveness? Abundant acceptance. Near, so very near to God, I could not nearer be. Because in the person of His Son, I am as near as He. We can draw near to the thought and the glory of that. That's an amazing, amazing thought. How near to God are His people? As near as Christ. However near Christ is. How near is Christ to His Father? He said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I and my Father are one. In that same song, Fanny Crosby wrote, near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. Can't you just envision a trembling soul making its way up to the cross and finally just collapsing at the foot of the cross? And love looks down as he hangs there. And he says, Father, forgive her. God, be merciful to her, the sinner. We can draw near everything we have in Him. We can draw near to His Word. Look with me at Romans 8. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I have a revelation for us tonight. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things, we can draw near to the promise of this word. Well, I have good news and good news. Which one do you want first? Just pick which one you want first. You are a sinner. Oh, no. Christ came to save sinners. I don't care what it is. You are dead. Oh, no. And you hath He quickened. I don't care what it is. Name something. The Apostle Paul said, they put me in prison. I'm writing you a letter to let you know they put me in prison. Oh, no. It's all for the furtherance of the gospel. How could a negative thing be for the furtherance of the gospel? How could a negative thing be for the furtherance of the gospel? How? How could a step back be for the furtherance of the gospel? Romans 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. We can draw nigh to that. We can draw so near to that. We can draw nigh to His blood. We can draw nigh to what His blood means for us, that acceptance, that forgiveness. We can draw nigh to His Word, His promises. And turn with me to Psalm 122. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We can draw nigh to His people. We can draw nigh to each other. Don't you love drawing nigh to His people? Don't you love that? He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm in the midst of you. Turn the page, Psalm 133. Verse 1 says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. That's how it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Love, peace, harmony, the Spirit of the Lord. We do love being together. We love being together. We love each other. But the reason we come together is to be near to Him. Isn't that right? It's to be near to Him. Through prayer, He's given us prayer. What a gift prayer is. We can at any moment in time go directly to the throne of His grace. Isn't that right? We can be in Kingsport, Tennessee, somewhere, and at that moment in time go straight to the throne of His grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whenever that moment is, wherever that moment is, our Lord said, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. He will draw nigh to you. This is what God said. He will get closer to you. Draw nigh to God, and here's my promise. I will get closer to you. How close will He get to us? How near will God draw to us? Turn with me to Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 12 says, and it came to pass, when He was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought Him, saying, Lord, if Thou wilt, Thou canst make me clean. He drew near to Him. That's what he did. Verse 13 says, and the Lord put forth His hand and touched him. Touched him. How near will the Lord get? He'll reach out and touch you, saying, I will. Be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. He said in Isaiah 41, I'll hold your right hand. Isn't that what he said? I will literally, you draw nigh to God, and I'll hold your right hand. Whenever you need me, I'll hold your right hand. He touches us with His Word. He touches us by His Spirit. Romans 8, verse 16 says, His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. When we need it at that moment in time, His Spirit comes and says to our hearts, you belong to me. You belong to God. You are a child. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. He will communicate His love. He will truly help in time of need. He will. That is not theory. He will. That's not doctrine. He will. He will. If we are His children, He will. He said, this is my promise. I will. He'll take His gracious words and He'll speak them to our hearts. These gracious words. Look back one page to Luke 4, verse 16. And He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. I thought about that today while I was reading over this. As His custom was, for 30 years, every Sabbath day, He went into the temple, and at the age of 12 years old, they recognized this young man knows something about God. And they called on him to read. The pastor of the church called on him to read, and they'd hand him the book. and every Sabbath, as his custom was. Read it again, verse 16. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, "This day is the scripture fulfilled in your ears." And all bare him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. Gracious, gracious words. We draw nigh to him through his word, and he draws nigh to us through his word. Through his word. Now this right here is the beauty, and this is the glory, and this is the sweetness of drawing nigh to God. This is the glory, this is the sweetness of drawing nigh to God. We cannot draw nigh to God before he draws nigh to us. We cannot draw nigh to God before he draws nigh to us. If we desperately need him, if we find ourselves in a moment in time when we desperately need him and we draw nigh to him, it means he has already drawn nigh to us. We cannot draw nigh to him before he draws nigh to us. We can't do it. If we are begging, if we're in that moment where we believe we're alone, "Lord, I'm drowning. Where is my God?" Isn't that what David said? "Where is thy God? My tears are crying. Where is thy God?" If we're in that moment begging and hoping and pleading and needing to draw nigh to him, then it means he has already drawn nigh to us. If we draw nigh, then we don't have to wait for him to draw nigh in return. We don't have to wait for him to return the favor. He started the favor. If we draw nigh, he started the favor. We didn't know we needed him. We were out in the world doing our own thing, just getting more lost and more lost and going deeper into the pit and deeper into the pit. We didn't know we needed him. He started the favor. God loves first. We love him because he first loved us. God always moves first. God always visits first. David said, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" Why on this earth, Lord, would you make a move toward us? Draw nigh to us. God draws first. As a matter of fact, our Lord said, "No man can come to me at all." No man can draw nigh to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. If we draw nigh to God, it means he's the one drawing us. If we draw nigh, it means he already has his hand reached out. That's kindness. That's just kindness. Here's the reality. If God draws nigh to us, we'll draw nigh to God. That's the reality. If God draws nigh to us, then we will draw nigh to God. Turn with me to Psalm 65. Psalm 65, verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee. That's a blessed man. The man that you choose and cause to approach unto you. The man you cause to draw nigh to you. We sang a minute ago, I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. The closer that we are to our Lord, the more we need him. Isn't that right? The closer we are to our Lord, the more we need him. If we need him real bad, Lord, I need you real bad, that means we're real close. The closer we are to our Lord, the more we need him. The farther we are from our Lord, the less we need him. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Here's the commandment to us through his word. Draw nigh to God because he has drawn nigh to you. That's the commandment and that's the gospel. Draw nigh to God because he has drawn nigh to you. Now we'll close with this. Precious, precious. Go to Luke 15. Luke 15. Verse 1 says, Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Here they all come drawing nigh. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. They were so upset about that. Here they all come, all these horrible, horrible people. They come drawing nigh to God, and all the Pharisees got mad. He receives them and sits down and eats with them. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.